Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Sweet 10-year-old girl with rare facial tumor ignores those who laugh and inspires us all. Written by Haley Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Childhood is often hard, but one little girl with a facial tumor deals with obstacles beyond the norm and handles them like a champion. Autumn lives in a Lawrence, Kansas home with her mom, dad, and sister. 10-year-old Autumn attends school, enjoys riding her bike and coloring, and would like to be a veterinarian one day. However, because of a facial tumor, this little girl experiences health and social challenges every single day. Autumn was born with neurofibromatosis type 1. NF1 is a genetic condition that results in the growth of benign tumors on the nerves. Autumn has two. One is located on Autumn's belly and is not visible. The other is positioned on the right side of her face and extends into her brain. The facial tumor is quite large and pulls at the little girl's eye, interfering with Autumn's vision and distorting her precious face. Lindsay is Autumn's mom and her biggest fan. She is there to apply ointment to the angry skin around Autumn's eye and to administer the twice-daily medicine that Autumn takes to shrink her tumors. Lindsay is also there to offer healing words when people say unkind things to her daughter. People have called the girl with a facial tumor the Hunchback of Notre Dame, an elephant man. It's hard to imagine such cruelty. She has gone through phases where people have made fun of her, Lindsay explains, but she doesn't let it affect her as much as I think it should. There's a lot of pointing and, why do you look that way? Autumn has another important person on her side. Older sister Riley is Autumn's defender to kids at school who say unkind things about the girl with the facial tumor. Autumn often turns the other cheek to those making hateful comments. However, Lindsay calls them out, reminding them to practice the golden rule, treating others as they'd like to be treated. While the prognosis for Autumn is uncertain, her tumors are shrinking. This is critical because if her facial tumor were to grow, Autumn might have a stroke or even die. Lindsay is thankful too for a daughter who calls her many birthmarks, skin coloration, angel kisses. She's grateful to have a child who brushes her hair, brushes her teeth, and makes faces in the mirror each morning. She's lucky to have a little girl who offers to take her own blood pressure at her frequent doctor visits. It may seem odd that Lindsay considers herself lucky under the circumstances, but Lindsay knows that Autumn is one special girl. She's extremely social, independent, and determined. I'm lucky that she is the way she is. She just accepts herself and has a positive attitude with everything. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke 6:31. After suffering 19 heartbreaking losses, woman finally gives birth to 14-pound baby. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Alyssa Forsberg. After suffering 19 heartbreaking losses, a woman gives birth to a 14-pound baby. This child came into the world larger than life to let his mother know he was the rainbow baby she had been praying for. Carrie and Tim Petoni knew they wanted another child after their oldest was born. But Carrie never expected to go through so many miscarriages, a total of 17 before their son Everett was safely born. The couple knew their family wasn't complete and longed for one more child. She wasn't ready to give up hope, even though Carrie endured two more miscarriages before becoming pregnant with Finley. Two of the miscarriages were sets of twins. It was traumatic for the whole family, especially our oldest child, Devlin. Each loss would break his little heart, Carrie said. Carrie knew how incredibly blessed she was that her body was carrying this precious baby to term. She knew he was healthy and safe. After a doctor's appointment, she learned Finley was already measuring over 9 pounds at 34 weeks. She still had 6 weeks of her pregnancy left. When the day arrived for Carrie to meet her son via C-section, she didn't expect her bundle of joy to become a celebrity or weigh in at twice the size of a newborn, but this amazing woman gave birth to a 14-pound baby. A typical newborn weighs about 7 pounds. Not only was he the biggest baby at the hospital, but he also became quite popular with the doctors and nurses. Everyone wanted to snap a photo with him. Carrie said, the OBGYN who performed the C-section said that in 27 years, he had never seen a newborn that size. There was so much excitement in the delivery. He certainly didn't fit into his newborn outfit, but he did fit into 6 to 9 month clothing on his first big day. Carrie, her husband, and their two kids now feel like their family is complete with the arrival of Finley. What a precious gift. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Psalm 127:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.